Before we begin, just a quick note. If this conversation about alcohol, identity, and desire resonates, my new book, What Are You Thirsty For? Rethinking Alcohol and the Life You Want, is out now. And if you want to go deeper, slowly, thoughtfully, and in ways that genuinely nourish you, I've opened the Thirsty For More Mindset Lab on Substack. You'll find links to both in the show notes. Right. Let's get on with the episode. Welcome to the Big Drink Rethink, the podcast for anyone questioning their relationship with alcohol or simply wondering what more life might hold. I'm Anna Donaghy, alcohol mindset coach, author, and former strategist, and each episode is going to blend lived experience, psychological insight, and powerful tools to help you understand your habits and gently rethink your drinking in a way that throws open oodles of possibilities. So whether you're trying to quit, cut down, or you're just plain curious, then you are in the right place. Let's rethink things together and explore what you're really thirsty for. Hey, welcome back to the Big Drink Rethink Studio, and Happy New Year if you're listening to this on the day that the episode is released, January the 1st. This is the day that so many of us quietly save things for. That sort of, I'll sort after Christmas, I'll start in January, I'll look at my drinking once Christmas is out of the way and I've got time to think about it. And suddenly, that moment that we were pushing into the future is now. So, before we go any further, let me just say this very clearly. Taking a break from drinking is a brilliant thing to do at any time of year. Truly, your body loves it, your brain loves it, your sleep loves it. So if you're doing dry January simply to feel better, reset your system, or give yourself some breathing space, some breathing room after December, bring it on. That is a wonderful, healthy choice. But if you're here because this break is carrying something heavier, if it's because you've pinned all of your new me hopes on this day, so it's a proving ground for a new you, or a test of whether you can quit forever, or the place that you've hung every hope for this year, or the test that will finally prove whether you're good or bad at drinking, whether you have a problem or not, then this bit is especially for you, because that is where the pressure builds. That's where January risks becoming a challenge rather than a chance. And that's where the old all or nothing thinking creeps in, the story that says you either succeed perfectly or you fail. And I desperately don't want you to slip into that thinking. Because January can carry this really strange cultural energy, these sweeping gestures. And that's why today can feel so bloody significant. A new year gives us that sort of clean psychological line in the sand. Ooh, it's a fresh chapter, a turned page. The world kind of wakes up, buzzing with its idea of fresh starts and big promises and declarations and challenges. New year, new me. But that's what can make it feel so heavy, and it carries pressure and expectation. And here's the thing. Let's face it, if you're starting the year wanting to address your drinking, I doubt that you are leaping out of bed with jazz hands. Most people do not enter January shouting, yay, a month of discomfort and self-reflection, my favourite. You're more likely arriving feeling tentative and apprehensive, and potentially doubting yourself, perhaps based on past performance. And for many of us, that immediately kicks us into challenge mode. And challenge mode, by the way, sounds like this. I'm giving up. This time I'm serious. I will not slip. I must be strong. Challenge mode brings a pressure to be perfect from day one. And it can work beautifully for about 48 hours. And then real life arrives. So today, I want to gently unravel why these grand sweeping gestures rarely work and offer something far more effective, far more human, and far more sustainable. Because pressure won't help you much this month, not even a little. And here's why. First off, big declarations trigger fear. When you say, I'm giving up drinking, your brain Here's danger, scarcity, loss, and restriction. Your central nervous system senses danger and it clenches as if for fight or flight. It contracts. So big, sweeping changes create fear, and that fear can actually make cravings stronger, not weaker. Lots of little changes that compound over time into huge change create a sense of safety, on the other hand, and are most definitely the way forward. The other reason why pressure won't help you this month is because it draws on willpower. Okay, it sort of steals us for this challenge. As soon as we've declared this to be a challenge, out comes the willpower. But willpower is a finite resource, and therefore it's only really a very short-term tool. You know, we treat January like a test of strength, but strength is a momentary state. Strength is not a strategy. And when willpower wears out, which it always does, most people blame themselves instead of the approach. We give it our all, only to likely crumble, and then come to the conclusion that we aren't strong enough. But we are. It's just that we're relying on a finite resource called willpower to tackle years and years and years, often decades, of ingrained behavior. You see the mismatch, right? And then what happens, the third reason why this pressure that creates a challenge, that draws on willpower, doesn't work, is because when we do slip up, when we are in challenge mode and we slip up, it feels like failure. It feels like a catastrophe. One glass of wine becomes the end of the story. Oh, shit, I've blown it. I can't do this. But you haven't blown anything. You're human. And as I said, a human with years and years and years, decades even, of ingrained behavior. So that is that classic bit of all or nothing thinking, that voice that says if you wobble for a moment, the whole thing is basically ruined. It's the same voice that insists the only two states of being are perfect or failure. And if you're not one, then you've got to be the other. But change doesn't work like that. Nothing meaningful in life actually does. When you think about it, go back probably years and years and years to when you were learning to ride a bike. No one climbs on for the first time, wobbles, tips over and says, well, that's it. Cycling just isn't for me. I failed. I'm clearly not cut out for bicycles. Instead, you wobble, you're steady, you wobble again, and slowly, 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 almost without noticing it, you start to find your balance. So it's actually the wobbling that teaches you. It's the wobbles that are the learning. A moment where you don't do what you're meant to do isn't evidence that you can't, it's evidence that you're changing and you're pushing yourself, and that you've noticed and that you care and that you're paying attention. And that's progress, not perfection. Very importantly, not perfection, progress. So let's try something different. What if you make January an exploration, not a challenge? A month of curiosity, not punishment. A month of understanding, not testing. Now, this doesn't mean you lack a plan or motivation or support. It means your plan isn't built on fear. So here's the question that matters this month, and it's not, am I strong enough to quit? The real question is, what am I actually hoping to feel in my life this year? Because drinking is never just about drinking. It's about comfort and transition and escape and coping and reward and habit and overload and loneliness and boredom and relief. So today, simply start noticing. Tonight, if a moment arises where you think I'd love a drink, don't judge it. Don't wrestle with it. Don't go, oh my God, how can you be thinking about this on day one? Don't make it mean anything bad about you. Just pause for a second and ask, what's going on? What's underneath this? Is it tiredness? Overwhelm? The need to mark the end of the day? A bit of boredom? Of loneliness? Or is it just habit? Just notice. Don't judge it. You're not trying to fix it. You're simply beginning to understand it. And that's the beginning of a real change. So tonight, give yourself permission to be a beginner. Beginnings are meant to be wobbly, and maybe do one small thing that helps your body settle. A warm shower, a cup of tea, 5 slow breaths. Now look, I'm here for you, and I'm actually going to be back tomorrow to help you get some momentum on this. And I'm going to be back the next day too, to help you get a little bit more momentum. But listen, if you want support, real support, the kind that actually holds your hand every day through this month, that is actually exactly what my alcohol experiment is designed for. It's not a challenge or a test. It's a guided January, a guided month where the whole month becomes one big, gentle learning experience. You don't white knuckle your way through it. You explore your way through it with videos and prompts and tools and explanations that will help you understand why you drink, what your urges mean, and of course, how to navigate evenings, cravings, emotions, and social moments with far more ease. It turns dry January from something you're meant to tough out into something you're actually supported in day by day, step by step, no pressure, no perfection required. Now, for anyone who wants a month that feels like that, that wants a month that feels held rather than hard, it is honestly a brilliant way to do it. And if you go to my website, thebigdrinkrethink.com, as a listener of this podcast, you get to pop the code POD99 into the page where you're buying that alcohol experiment, and you just get it for 99 quid. And I am telling you now, you're going to save a hell of a lot more than that this month by not drinking. Okay, so head to my website, POD99 as the code, if that's what you want to do. Otherwise, I will simply be back here tomorrow to help you gather some momentum. Thank you for listening and getting curious. Please rate, review, and follow this podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're choosing to listen. It really helps other people find the show. And don't forget to tune in to the next episode. And you can find all of my resources and become part of The Big Drink Rethink by heading to my website, thebigdrinkrethink.com.